Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturnoho radičného vysielania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás nesmyslno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svete.
Hello and welcome to the Rusyn Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at noon here on WEDO Radio 810 on this beautiful Sunday. We bring you the best in Rusyn news, music, and songs. We have a lot of program today, so we start with a Hagatosh, as promised a few weeks ago at the Hungarian Club in Hazelwood. So our first song is for John and Elaine Nagy of West Homestead. Today's program has been paid for in part by the Youngstown Warren Sharon chapter of the CRS and Father Jack Custer. You can listen to the Rusyn Heritage program anywhere at any time of the day or night. Just scroll down the left-hand column to Rusyn Radio and click on the date of your choice. And without the total committed support of the Carpathian Rusyn Society, the Rusyn Heritage program would not be possible. So if you enjoy our program, please send in your donation made payable to the CRS and send it to me, Jack Paloka at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA 15136. We need your financial support to help keep us on the air. And so our next song is for the Youngstown Warren Sharon chapter of the CRS and Father Jack. We have a selection by the Holy Ghost Choir of Philadelphia under the direction of Daniel J. Kafka. A little out of season, but good to hear nonetheless. Thank you. The 10th Annual Carpathoricin event, co-sponsored by the CRS and the Andy Warhol Museum, will be held at the museum at 117 Sandusky Street, Northside, Pittsburgh, from noon to 3 p.m. This will be July 28th. On the 20th anniversary of Andy Warhol's death, Memories of Andy, Summer of 1968, will be presented by Paul and James Warhol, Andy's nephews. There will be crafts in the lower level and a merchandise sales table in the lobby. In the theater, Vox Ethnica from New York will perform modern, pop, rap, and contemporary Russian music. Jerry Jumba will end the program with several Russian chants. For more information on museum hours and admission, call the museum at 412-237-8300. And following the festivities, we'll move then to the CRS Cultural and Education Center in Munhall, where you'll be able to enjoy great food and entertainment by Vox Ethnica. Food and liquid refreshments will be available for purchase at 4 p.m., followed by a concert by Vox Ethnica at 6:30 p.m. Admission for this is $10 for adults in advance until July 21st, $15 thereafter, and $5 for children under 17. For more information on this event and or reservations, call 724-282-1439. And then the next day, Sunday, July 29th, for those in the Johnstown area, we will present Vox Ethnica at the Heritage Discovery Center, 6th Avenue in Johnstown, PA. Vox Ethnica has roots in Komianka, a Russian village that sent many people to the Johnstown area during immigration. The concert is scheduled for 3 p.m. Admission is a nominal $5 for adults and $3 for children 17 and under. Delicious traditional Russian food, including potato dumpling halushki and kvassi and kraut, and liquid refreshments, along with Russian merchandise from the homeland, will be available for sale from 1:30 p.m. For more information on this event, call 814-539-1889 or 412-749-0675. Or you can call me at 412-331-3124. Our next selection is Stakata Korochka by Folklorna Skupina Makovitsky Holosh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Yuriko Matulyak from the group of Vox Ethnica who will perform at the Warhol Museum on the 28th of July. Beforehand, you guys were known as S-Harmony. Why the change and what is different between S-Harmony and Vox Ethnica?
Well, you know, after released our latest album, Better Way, we were called S-Harmony, but kind of I didn't feel that that name is representing what we are trying to do or where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
So we took a little break and, you know, I was putting some, you know, songs together, you know, experimenting with different styles, with different sounds, different songs. And I was thinking about the new name, because as much as the S-Harmony was very successful and the city was very nice and everybody liked it, I wasn't feeling it as much that it's going to be the next level. So Vox Ethnica kind of, you know, literally means ethnic voice.
Right.
And the name was selected to represent the soul inside of all of us who share common heritage and our customs as a source of inspiration.
What is your inspiration for creating the modern Russian techno rap type of music, and how do you think this will influence Russian songs or Russian tradition here in not only America but in cities like Pittsburgh?
Well, how it's gonna be influenced? That we will see in the future. I don't know. I cannot predict. I just hope it's gonna be received well. But the whole idea started while I was working on my original album, which is all in English, and also I've been producing lots of albums for other artists here in New York. In free time, I was, you know, as a relaxation, I was always playing the Russian songs with my family, and those different styles that I was working with other musicians, I was trying to take certain songs and, you know, try to, you know, see how those songs will sound in different styles. And I got an idea to write original Russian songs. You know, just I was sitting in a studio, I was like, why don't I write a Russian original song?
Right.
And I was like, well, now, what am I going to write about? And, you know, okay, I got an idea. I'm going to write an immigrant song. And I'm going to kind of like, you know, denounce the bad immigrants that, you know, come to different countries and just lose it. Then I remembered that my great-grandfather came to this country as an immigrant as well. And it's been going on for so long, and it still is going on. So
definitely.
I was like, let me revise this. And I wrote this song, Immigrant. And with that song, actually, everything started. I was trying to write original Russian music, but yet also keep some traditional folk motifs inside of it.
Okay.
So this whole album is a kind of like hybrid of, you know, of ethnic music, but also original music.
Has the New York lifestyle influenced any of your music and your writing?
It's a fact. I mean, I don't think I could pull this off or any other city in the world. There are so many different ethnic groups around here. You know, any kind of, you go to New York City to any kind of club and you hear so much ethnic music. So me listening to that style, also producing albums for other artists which do those styles, influenced my composing and arranging very much. Russian music been also been looked at as a folklore, you know, umpa band, polka only, and they try to do the same thing with electronic instruments. I have different approach to that. I'm trying to take a song and capture the soul of it while I do major arrangement around it, but still you can sing along with that. And I learned one thing that, you know, there, when it comes to tempos, keys, rhythmic structures, it's very, very difficult to incorporate in our Russian songs, which are very simple when it comes to melody.
Mm-hmm.
They're very easy, very almost like primitive on the positive side. It doesn't get any simpler than that.
Right.
So if you are trying to put it in some kind of arrangement, you have to be really, really careful how you do that, because sometimes the arrangement can take away from the melodies, from the substance of the song.
For both the Pittsburgh and the Johnstown crowd, what should we expect from your performance?
Your expectation should be, you're going to hear sound that you never heard before.
Okay.
You're going to hear textures that you never heard before.
Uh-huh.
You're going to recognize the song, but you never heard the song before.
Okay.
My tendency is to keep the balance, you know, being very original, yet recognizable. And it's my favorite song, and I would hope that this immigrant song is going to be well received, and it's going to be, you know, the hit.
Well, make sure you play some of the favorites that we like here in Pittsburgh,
including
Červená rúža and Dajá Bože. Everyone knows those two songs.
That's what I was referring to the Blue City, the better way. Yes,
right.
Anthem.
Well, Jorko, we thank you very much, and we look forward to hearing your new sound, and we'll see you in Pittsburgh on the 28th of July at the Warhol Museum, and the following day on the 29th in Johnstown at the Pascagoula Heritage Discovery Center. So we thank you very much.
My pleasure, Dean, and thank you for having me.
Now, here is Vox Ethnica with Dajá Bože, Dobrý čas, a song which you will probably hear in their visit to Pittsburgh. We were at the 8th Annual Summer Festival of the Arts at Youngstown State University yesterday with Slaviani, who performed at 3 p.m. And as usual, the audience at Youngstown State University responded well to the performance with whistles, cheers, and loud applause. The weather was perfect and made for one great day for a festival. The festival ends today at 6 p.m. Also coming up the last week of July is the GCU's Family Fun Week, running from Wednesday, July 25th to Sunday, July 29th. It all begins with a pool party on Wednesday evening at Seven Oaks Country Club. On Thursday, July 26th, is Byzantine Family Day at Kennywood. A short speakers program will begin at 11:30 a.m. on the main stage behind the Turnpike Ride and will conclude with a command performance by the Slaviani Folk Ensemble. After the program, children can register and receive Kennywood tokens, compliments of the GCU, which can be used for food and or games in the park. The rest of the week is jam-packed with family events, including breakfast buffets, a golf tournament, a science center bus trip, youth fishing contest, youth punting contest, bingo games, Monte Carlo night, indoor miniature golf, a tennis clinic, foul shooting contest, a bowling roll-off, adult fishing contest, youth events at the pool, teen activities, a chapel tour, liturgy, wine tasting, Western night at the clubhouse, and much more. For additional information or to receive a complete reservation packet, call 1-800-722-4428, extension 217. Or email bwahal@gcuusa.com. Here's a song that Slaviani will perform at Kennywood on July 26th. It's the popular Chevena Rusha Troyaka, Vianna Savitska, Maria Machoshkova, and Andrei Sokolyakova. Slaviani is now accepting applications for membership. Applicants must be school age and attending first grade in September 2007. Our new season begins on September 6th, and rehearsals are on Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. at the Holy Ghost School Hall, Helen Street, McKees Rocks, PA. If you have a child or grandchild, niece or nephew, or know a friend whose child likes to sing and dance, they should consider joining Slaviani, who specializes in Russian music songs and dances, so they can participate in a fun activity while learning and preserving their ethnic heritage and culture. No experience is necessary, and each member gets weekly instruction in music, song, and dance by very experienced, qualified, and knowledgeable instructors. If you would like an application, call me at 412-331-3124 or write me at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA 15136. Now here's a medley by Slaviani. As we end with a medley by Junior, we hope you have enjoyed today's program and invite you to join us again next week for the best in Rusyn news, music, and songs. Zbohom.
Шугая чекала я, з тамтої страни Дуная, на милого шугая чекала я. Шугай кумой, лем примістой, бо ти мій так любував, кеді до нас ходжував, же будеш мой. Бо ти мій так любував, кеді до нас ходжував, же будеш мой. А я дома чекала, цілу ночку не спала, же будеш мой. Не спала єм, плакала єм, же то іншу дівку маєш, а на мене забуваєш, шугайку.
Thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McGee's Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Rusyn Heritage program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дозвольте нам від серця подякувати всім, кому днес почували. Думаємо, що сте сія пачили нашого висилання. Позиваємо вас почувати следуючі неділя о 12 годин до станиці WEDO на русинського народносного висилання. Ходи здравий з Богом!